You are listening to Jenna and the Eyes of Fire, Book 4 in the Ituria Chronicles. Written by J.B. Moonstar. Narrated by R.J. Burns. Published by Four Horsemen Publishing Incorporated. Copyright J.B. Moonstar 2021. All rights reserved. Dedication. To Dad. Thank you for all your love and support. You are my hero. Dear reader, it has been a few months since Jenna's first adventure into Middle Forest, and Jenna's grandfather has come to live with her family. When the hunters return, searching for magical creatures, Jenna must protect her new forest friends. Jenna learns her grandfather has been here before, and his knowledge of the past can help her with her mission. However, it also puts him in danger. How can she protect him and her friends without revealing her secret identity? And what if saving her grandfather means that Jenna must stop the hunter from ever leaving the forest again? Sincerely, Naka, First Guard to Ituria. Chapter 1. Danger Returns to Middle Forest.
When I was young, said Grandpa, starting one of his many storytelling sessions, we went barefoot, only wore shoes to school. None of those fancy sneakers. I remember going into the woods with only my knife, a cooking pan, and a pack of matches. I would stay out till I had something to take home.
As Grandpa continued, Jenna smiled. She really enjoyed her grandpa's stories. Since he moved in a few weeks ago, they'd made a practice of going out into the backyard after dinner and sitting in the lawn chairs near the forest. He grew up in a world so different than hers, and had a unique point of view based on the many challenges he had overcome. Some she could not even understand.
When you go hunting for gators, you have to go out at night. You have to shine your flashlight into the canal and look for the reflection in their eyes. Look at every set of eyes you see and make sure they are small. If you see a big set of eyes, that's the mama, and you don't want to grab one of her babies when she's nearby. Make sure you shine your light on the sides of the canal, too, just to make sure Mama isn't sitting on the shore.
Did you stay out all night, Grandpa? She asked.
Many times I would stay out for days. Caught a few gators, trapped a few rabbits, whatever I could get. My dad died young, so it was just my mom and us three kids, my brother, sister, and me. We lived with our grandparents, and we helped them when we could. Grandpa would take the gators I caught and sell them to the tourists. Do you remember the movies about monster gators in the New York sewers? Well, that was probably one of my gators they were writing about. They both chuckled.
Jenna was intrigued, wanting to know more. How big do you think a gator could get in a New York sewer? As big as they put in the movies?
Well, said Grandpa, I don't know about the 50-foot-long ones they show on the movie screen, but when I was a kid, no one touched the big gators. Too dangerous. So they got really big. Some got over 20 feet long. And that was 2 feet of snapping jaws you wanted to avoid at all costs.
Grandpa's eyes shined as he talked about his childhood adventures. Then he leaned back in his chair and closed his eyes, smiling as he remembered his adventures from long ago.
Jenna knew when he closed his eyes, just to let them rest for a little bit. He would wake up again in a few minutes and go right on with the story, like he hadn't fallen asleep. Meanwhile, she looked out into the forest, seeing if she could see any of the animals who lived there. Remembering back a few months ago, the magic of the forest changing her
Sample complete. Ready to continue?